In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, there they are, out in the wilderness. Been wandering around for a number of years by this point. And they are sick and tired of manna from heaven. Can't imagine, but they are. So they complain. Complain against God, against Moses. They complain about their leader. So God sends poisonous serpents to bite them. I think there's a lesson there as your leader. Actually, it's a little worse than just poisonous. The word here used is akin to seraphim. So basically, it's fiery serpents. It's fiery serpents who fly. That's how bad this is. God sends flying, poisonous, burning snakes when people complain. So feel free to complain if you want to, but just understand there are consequences. And so these fiery, burning, flying serpents come in, they're biting people, people are dying. And they realize, maybe we made a mistake. Moses, would you please talk to God and have him stop doing this? Thank you. So Moses does, he prays, and God says, okay, fine, do this. Make a snake. Put him on a stick. Snake on a stick. Good. Delicacy, I suppose. And so he does. He makes a bronze serpent, puts it on a stick, and sticks it up, and says, everyone who looks at it will be saved. Now, notice what it says. When they are bitten, they look up at the snake. The snake doesn't keep them from being bitten, but it does keep them from dying after they got bit. There were still consequences. They just have to be life-ending consequences. So it's interesting when our Lord Jesus Christ uses this imagery with Nicodemus in our gospel reading today, that in the same way that Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so too must the Son of Man be lifted up. By looking up at the snake, the Hebrews found salvation. We look to Christ on the cross to see our salvation. But in the same way, that does not keep the snakes from biting. Just because we try to live our lives following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it does not mean that everything will be perfect. Snakes will still bite. There will still be difficulties. We are not saved from the trials and tribulations of life. It's bigger than that. We still face them. But we look up to the cross, to Jesus Christ, and find the strength and the hope, the salvation that we need to endure. We find salvation in Jesus Christ. When Paul is writing to the people at Ephesus, he tells them, it's by grace that you're saved, not through your works. Good works are not the means of salvation. They are the result of salvation. Because we have been saved, we go and try to do good in God's name. We go out into the world and try to be as most like Christ as we possibly can. Looking to his example, what did he do? How did he respond? How did he act? And the record is clear over and over again. Our Lord worked with compassion, with love, with understanding, with kindness, with graciousness. And yes, sometimes with anger. Remember last week in the turning over tables in the temple, our Lord experienced the full range of emotions as we do, being human as we are, and yet also God. And so we go out into the world and we try to be, as he pointed out in another reading, as wily as serpents and as innocent as doves. That's a tough line to walk. We need to be out in the world doing the work of Christ, working to do the ministry of Christ, being Christ in the world, sharing the good news of God in Christ. There is salvation. There is hope. There is compassion. There is love. So often in the world today, we don't see love enacted. We see people figuring, I got mine, you get yours. Good luck. We don't see the tendency to want to help and to raise up. We tend to want to think more in terms of tough love than in true love. I think that's a mistake. I think it's a mistake for us to assume that we know best how someone else should be helped. Jesus never said, deal with it on your own, cure your own leprosy. He cured them. He didn't say, you people should have bought food before you came out here to listen to me. You knew you were miles from home. He fed them. It's not for us to question why someone needs help. It's to help them. Because God helps us. We are certainly not deserving of the grace and the salvation we have been given. We don't deserve it. But God gives it to us. God makes it possible. God, in and of God's self, did what was required through Jesus Christ to make salvation possible. Became one of us and showed us how to live. And then was killed for it. People couldn't stand it. They saw the light and it showed their dark natures in sharp relief, and they had to get rid of it, had to put it away, had to kill it, had to bury it. But the light would not stay buried. The light would not stay dead. The light triumphed over death and sin and cruelty and horror and everything else that human beings have come up with to destroy light. It didn't happen. It won't happen. It can't happen. The light shines in this world. And we are called to carry that light with us. Be light to a dark world. May God give us the grace and the strength to do that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.